May God bless the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts and make them fruitful. Amen. I'm sorry about the echoing acoustic. There's nothing we can do about it here. It's because when we're normally in church, there are lots of bodies in the pews to absorb the sound waves. But with an empty church, the wood just bounces the sound around and it creates this rather hard and echoing sound. But there we are. There is a moment in Matthew's Gospel, not in this morning's reading, but elsewhere in the Gospel, when Jesus says to some Pharisees and Sadducees who have come to test him, "You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky. You know that when it's red, there's a storm coming, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. If you know how weather forecasting works, you will understand how prophecy works in the Bible. Now, I grew up with weather. It was my father's trade. All through my early childhood, he earned his living forecasting the weather for oil rigs in the Persian Gulf. No computers then, not even fax machines to begin with, so no sharing of charts. Every forecaster prepared his own charts from scratch and by hand. First, my father would sit hunched over his radio set at set times of day, looking for all the world like a member of the French Resistance, writing down groups of numbers as they were read out. These were the coded observations from the different meteorological stations. Then all this information had to be mapped. Cloud forms, air pressure, wind strength, wind direction, all plotted onto the chart with arcane symbols that fascinated me and that I learned the meaning of. Then the crucial part, which was quite beyond the young me. The crucial part, discerning the pattern, working out what was going on in the atmosphere, drawing in the isobars, diagnosing the weather fronts. If you saw the pattern correctly, you could forecast what was going to happen next. And if you didn't see the pattern right, your forecast would be wrong. As a doctor would say, a right prognosis depends on a right diagnosis. A weather forecaster would say exactly the same. And so too would Jeremiah, or Amos, or any of the prophets of Israel. In fact, there were hundreds of them, perhaps even thousands. Powerful rulers in the ancient Near East generally had scores of prophets whom they would consult before deciding to make war on one another. And it must sometimes have been difficult for these prophets to strike a balance between telling the boss what he wanted to hear, and so keeping their jobs, or making a realistic assessment of the resources available. I dare say that the people who advise modern presidents sometimes have the same problem.